Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch McCall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch McCall. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sal Ivars. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Ron. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Andy Hansen. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball four. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Nicholson moves to third. Buddy Kerr now playing shortstop. Jack Lark now playing second base. Bobby Ron now playing third base. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars takes first base on ball four. Kerr moves to second. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Waitkus. The throw from Ivars and he is safe. Waitkus steals second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Waitkus scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Waitkus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 1 in the game. McCall hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards third. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. There goes Mize. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ivars hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 0 for 1 in the game. Ron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivars moves to second. Andy Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pavko hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus moves to third. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson hits a fly ball towards right. Thompson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Thompson. Waitkus scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to third. Jeffcoat moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lockman who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Nicholson scores. Jeffcoat scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Lou Lombardo now pitching. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 2 in the game. McCall hits a line drive towards third. Ron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 2 in the game. Lark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lockman bunts towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Lark moves to second. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lark moves to third. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lark scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to third. Mize moves to second. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Mize moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mize scores. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a fly ball into left field. Waitko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkos is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Waitkos is hit by the pitch. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta bunts towards the mound. Lombardo fields it and throws to first for the out. Waitkos moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkos scores. It's 7-4, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Cubs. Clint Hartung now pitching. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Jeffcoat moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's 10-4, Cubs. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smalley moves to third. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 3 in the game. McCall hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lark hits a fly ball into left field. Waitko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-4 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lark misplays the ball. That's an error on Lark. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Ivars and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartung hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Hartung moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall is 0 for 4 in the game. McCall takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 5 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verben for the out. McCall moves to second. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Waitkus hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCall scores. It's 11-4, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ivars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Mize reaches second base with a double. Gordon moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Mize scores. It's 11-6, Cubs. Don Mueller pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Hank Borowy now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Sal Ivars. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 11-7, Cubs. Les Layton pinch runs for Johnny McCarthy. Pete Milne pinch hits for Bobby Ron. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Layton moves to second. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne strikes out. Two outs. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Clint Hartung. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and New York Giants, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.